Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Number two in Edmonton 106 on Oilers Now. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex, who wish you and yours all the best during these uncertain times. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. I have to get Hugh Porter from Digitex. He sends the funniest PG things to me once in a while. It just makes me... There was one a couple nights ago during our broadcast. I may have mentioned it yesterday. It was off the charts funny stuff. He's a funny man. All right. A reminder, you can reach us at any time on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Ashley Fine Floors, providing winning results for over 35 years. We'll tell you that guests on this show receive certificates to Japanese Village. They're thrilled. Our Don and his staff to serve you again for dine-in and takeout options. Full details at jvedmonton.ca. As every Tuesday for an hour and every second Friday for 20 minutes, we are joined by Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta, the 7,000 men and women working in Alberta's horse racing and breeding industry. Mark Spector, how are you?
Oh, doing pretty good, Bobby. It was I was going to say an interesting game last night, but to be honest, it wasn't that interesting. There was two very tired teams down there and one superstar, and that's about how she unfolded, huh?
Yeah, I got a couple comments from some pretty good former players, and they're like, this is stupid watching how good this guy is right now. I mean, it was just, yeah. Right, and it was, which is the ultimate form of compliment. I think it was Sportsnet that put a stat out yesterday that McDavid is fifth all-time in points per game. And the other four guys are, you know, like, obviously Gretzky, Lemieux, and Bobby Orr were three of them. I forget who the fourth was. It was not your favorite Steve Yzerman, by the way. But anyhow, I digress. I mean, it's given the time frame that he's playing in right now and what he's accomplishing, it's just, and Mark, it's every aspect. Aspect, and I know we're going to get into it here at some point, but just the
player, hey, just watching him in a game like last night, like, you know what, I think the most stark difference, Bobby, is we've watched Edmonton lose that game last night for 15 years, right? Everyone's tired, right? Third game in four nights for both teams, second of back-to-back for both teams. They were both in different cities last night. There's no juice on either side of the puck, let's face it. And generally speaking, that is a game that the Oilers have found a way to lose for as long as I can remember. And it was quite the opposite last night. They got the two goals and have the wherewithal now to keep the other team to one. You know, and it's not pretty, but the 2 points look awfully good the next morning, right?
All right. So, look, there were some good things that happened. Koskinen was one save better in the game. Right. That's but you know what, Mark? It's important. That said, the difference in the game is the Oilers' best player was better than any of Winnipeg's best players, and it's the way he's doing it. You know, Mark, think about it. When he won the Hart Trophy in 16-17, 43.2% in the faceoff circle.
Yeah.
He's at 51.5% right now. Mm-hmm. He shoots the puck on a completely and there's a deceptiveness because he's got such great stick skill. He's got his head up the whole time as he's coming in. The goalie doesn't know if he's going to pass. 3 years ago, he would have. Like, it's every aspect of his game, Mark, because of his relentless work ethic.
I thought Laurent Brossoit said something interesting last night about how he's stick handling, and then the puck comes flying out of there before he even realizes he's shooting. You know, some guys, they hold it, and they hold it, and then they fire when the time is right. Connor McDavid's got that puck moving so fast, and you're right. The second element is his head is up and maybe even looking at Nugent Hopkins in the two-on-one. So he's just found new ways to deceive a goalie and gain an advantage. Brossoit basically said that you think he's stick-handling and out-fires the puck before he even realizes he's shooting it. And he beat an NHL goalie in the same spot twice in a row. And that's not something you see every guy do every night, Bobby. You know that.
Yeah. I know it's just baseline stat. Dreisaitl's plus 22. McDavid's plus 12. And those guys aren't very good at putting pucks into empty nets either. Like they've had some opportunities to pad their stats in that stat area. You harped on their defensive play. My suggestion was that was about fourth or fifth down the food chain for some what I did Edmonton in a very short series, tough sample size. Dave Tippett, I know. Did you ask him that question? Did you hear the audio that we ran today?
Well, I heard all the audio last night. So
all right, here's what we're gonna do, Brendan.
Let's
cue that puppy up that we ran earlier in the show. I believe this was Speck's question just about the depth of improvement in Connor's overall game.
His offensive abilities and different ways to create offense is off the charts. What I like most about him this year is he's come in with a real determined mindset to defend well, be a real good, solid player in our own end. And our whole coaching staff talks about it every day, how much he's dug into playing a real winning style of game. And, I think there was some criticism in the summer towards him and Dreisaitl who was, I didn't think was warranted, but he's taken it to heart and he's turned into a much better 200-foot player. And so you notice the great things he does in the game offensively, but he is a solid defender, a dependable player in our own zone. And he doesn't get enough credit for that. So I agree with you. The great stuff he does with the offensive abilities and the different weapons he has, but the ability for him to play in critical situations, not just offensively but defensively, is really coming out in his game, and it's helping our team win.
Mark, assess those comments, if you can, for us from Dave Tippett.
Well, I mean, I'd say this, that what you hear Dave Tippett say, he didn't think it was warranted, and that's fair. He's protecting his players. I would say to you that if the criticism wasn't warranted, both players wouldn't have gone away and talked about it and come back in camp and talked about it, and certainly Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl fixated on becoming better defensive players. Who cares about the comments or who made them, Bob? Because I wasn't the only one. To me, let's look at the players and look at their actions. Their actions are they left town and came back after working defensively and working on faceoffs, and it's just been a priority all season. We've heard it in their quotes since training camp. So I get Dave Tippett saying he's protecting his guys, and that's fair. But both players wanted to be better defensively, and both players are, particularly McDavid, are immensely better defensively this season.
You know, it's interesting. You say immensely better, but ironically enough, Mark, the 5v5 goals against stats for January to March of 2020, which was a year ago, McDavid was at 3.35 goals against per 60 minutes played. January to March of this year, he's at 3.31 goals against per 60. That is without playing with Dreisaitl. So when McDavid's on the ice, 3.35 goals against a year ago, 3.31 this year. And then, in Dreisaitl's case, playing without McDavid, 1.86 goals against last year, 1.88 goals against this year. So the numbers are almost the same. That's kind of, to be honest, Mark, I was surprised when I saw that information come, and that was courtesy of the president of the Mark Spector fan club. That would be Wood Guy, who, believe me, has been hammering me on Tyson Barrie as well. So take it for what we'll get to Tyson Barrie. I guess that's interesting to me, because basically I think that part of the perception about the defensive stuff, a lot of it stemmed from a horrendous December, Mark, during the 1920 season, right? A lot people go, "Well, those guys were minus players." We talked about this, not actually 5-on-5. They weren't minus players, and they pretty much got the same, and they cleaned it up, and it really started in January until the end of March. Right? And they cleaned it up. Both guys, when they went and centered their own lines, they cleaned it up. And it's now been 2 3-month segments again. The final 3 months of last year's regular season, the final 3 months of this year's regular season. So it's interesting. And you'd be the first to admit, Mark, you don't think that he's, you know, the media doesn't impact, like, it's the personal drive of McDavid that's elevated him, right? You'd be the first
to admit. Don't think for a second that Connor McDavid reads in the papers that are on the internet that some schmoes think he needs to have a better defensive game, and he goes, "Oh boy, I better go work on that." Like, come on, no one thinks that.
But he's so here's right? here's
no
why
one thinks that.
Mark, here's my theory on this. Here's why I think Edmonton has like. What are the Oilers right now? Like, I got them at kind of like, you know, they're at a 600 winning percentage mark. I got them at sort of a 7 through 12 spot in the NHL right now. Is that fair?
Yeah, okay, sure. Okay. That's hard to know this year because we don't see those other teams, but I'll take that. Why not?
Okay. I believe because of how driven McDavid is, and I think it's already helped Draisaitl, and I think it's helped Nurse. And those are the three guys. You know that. They all were at the 2015 development camp together. They've all kind of grown together. They all worked their ass off. You know that in practice. It's my belief those three guys are going to, they work so hard, they're just going to continuously improve as players. And that is going to assist, once Edmonton gets some cap space, in the Oilers building out a more well-rounded team that will allow them to be a top eight team, maybe as early as next year. Do you think that's feasible?
Sure, that's fair. And I mean, the question that we talked about over and over was, where does the work have to occur? That's all.
Yeah.
You know, and you knew it. All the top great guys have all gone through what McDavid's going through right now. You know, you mentioned Yzerman, Crosby, Modano, all these guys that were blessed with this unbelievable offensive skills eventually reached the verdict that, okay, I have to complement. If I'm going to be a 22-minute centerman and we're going to start playing tough playoff hockey against really good teams, I have to complement my offensive skills with commensurate defensive play. I got to get better in the circle. I got to take it more seriously in my end. This isn't just the McDavid thing. We saw this coming, Bob. And that was the crux of the comments after the Chicago series. And no one ever said, and you call my article up, there's a paragraph saying, we're not blaming the loss on Draisaitl McDavid. That was just twisted around by readers and to some extent yourself. The facts was that they're 6-8 down the list on why they lost to Chicago. But the fact remains that if your best two players don't do the thing that Crosby did, that Modano did, that all these guys have done, that McDavid is doing as we speak, right? If they don't go down that road, this team isn't going to get to where they want to go. McDavid figured it out. Draisaitl figured it out. And look at the way they look now. They're a far better team because their best guys are both over 50% in the circle, and it just extends from there.
And we might assert, Mark, that maybe judging 4 games is too short of a sample size. There's several managers.
I'm not judging 4 games. We're talking about his whole career. You know, just in the circle, Bob, this is the first time McDavid's been a 50% guy in a season.
But just in the circle. Mark, if you look historically at the best players that play center, they all improve in time. I don't consider Modano and Yzerman to be on the level of Connor. Let's establish that now.
Well, okay, but they're great players on their teams that won Stanley Cups. That's why they're their best player on their team. That's all I'm saying. In that regard, they're the same thing, right?
But by the time Detroit won, I'm not convinced Yzerman was the best.
Okay, he was their captain or whatever he was, but sure. Right, we're splitting hairs here, Bob.
Here's the thing. Can Ken Holland round out the rest of the roster to make them a top 6 to 18?
Good question.
And I think that can happen in the offseason. I really do. So I'm going to give you some quick hitters right now. we Tyson Barrie, this is, I mean, he's got six assists over the course of the last
two games.
Did you see the Rob Tichkowski tweet where he showed the second assist that he got on McDavid's second goal last night, where Barrie beats two guys in his own zone to get the puck up the ice? That was a good point, because people are going off on second assist. And what did you find on second assist, Mark, with some of the greatest defensemen in the game?
Yeah, I just tweeted something out for folks who are wondering about second assists on Twitter, that the best players, and I'm talking like Bobby Orr, Potvin, MacInnis, Bork, basically all those guys are around 50%, you know, give or take a percent or two. So they're around 50% of their assists for second assists. This season, Barry's a little high. He's at 65% our secondary assists. But in his career, he's at 48%. So the point is, all the best defensemen in the history of our game, half their assists are secondary assists, Bob. That's how it works when you're a defenseman. You pass it, you know, Coffey passed it to Gretzky, who gave it to Curry, and he scored, right? Potvin gave it to Trotsche, who gave it to Bossy, and he scored.
Often.
And that's Barry's 48% secondary assists in his career. This whole secondary assist thing going on in Edmonton right now is lunacy, my friend.
How about we do this? We both agree they're probably not a top five or six team in the league yet. We both kind of agree on that.
Not yet.
But we think they might be able to get there. But can we not enjoy the thing? Like Darnell Nurse leads the NHL in even strength goals and even strength points by defenseman. Tyson Barrie leads the NHL in scoring by defenseman. The last time the Oilers had a defense that could transition the puck like this was back in 08-09, when they were one of three teams in the league that had four defensemen of 30-plus points. They had Surrey, Gilbert, Grebishkov, who was very underrated for a couple of seasons. He was pretty good. And then Vyshnovsky. I mean, maybe we could just enjoy what's happening here now. What do you think?
I'll take it on a wider level. You got a good team, right? You got a good team in Edmonton. I get games in hand. You're tied for first in the North. Toronto and Winnipeg have six games left against each other here, right?
Yep.
Every night those teams play, Edmonton's going to play a team that's not as good as one of those two teams, and they're going to have a good chance to make up ground. They are right in the thick of the divisional title here. And enjoy it. You got a good team, folks. Just enjoy the fact you got a good team and quit picking it apart. Tyson Barrie, you've been waiting for an offensive defenseman like him for what? Ever since, Pronger wasn't here long enough. I'm going to say since Coffey. Enjoy it. Who cares where his assists come? They're leading the league, for Pete's sakes. Just enjoy it.
Mark, one final one for you, and it pertains to the Hart Trophy. Is there a discussion in it for you right now?
No.
The guy's 16 points ahead of a player on any other team.
Yeah, no, there's absolutely no discussion. He's, you know, at this point, he's a couple more games away from leading the league in goals and assists and points. So, no, there's absolutely no discussion. Patrick Kane is a fabulous story, what he's doing in Chicago. And, you know, obviously Austin Matthews is a great player and one of the potent goal scorers in hockey today. But if we're voting on a Hart Trophy right now, it's 100% Connor McDavid in first place. No question.
All right, Spec, we're going to get you on Tuesday again, and you're going to have to do some math, and it's going to have to do with cap space.
Stop. You just lost me, Bob, right there.
Yeah, I know. You're going to actually have to do some work. we've had a couple texts saying, can you and Spec go over cap space and what to offer R&H Larson and Barrie? We briefly hit on that a bit, just in terms of the layout. I'm also going to bring up, hey, I'll leave you with this. We got time to do it. Very quickly, how about what happened with Ralph Kruger in Buffalo? Did you see Hall yesterday? Swollen face after taking a slap shot to his face, saying he let his coach down, and he went back into the game. And I know you made a point of tweeting that out the other day as well.
Yeah, listen, we all respect Taylor Hall's game for sure. And it's, if the one thing Ralph's done poorly is, I would say to you, is he picked the Edmonton Oilers when they weren't in a very good functional state, and then he picked the Buffalo Sabres when they were completely dysfunctional. I'm not sure he'll get another coaching gig, but you know what? Taylor Hall is probably a good example, right, of the free agents at Edmonton, Bob. You know, Taylor Hall got lots of money last year. How happy you think he is right now?
This, you know? And we'll talk a bit about it on Tuesday. Just some of the options that theoretically might be out there. Third line center. Do they need to address that? Second line left wing goaltending as well. And we'll have some cap discussions. It's Mark's favorite. Speck, thanks for joining us, my man.
All right, Bobby. Talk to you Tuesday.
For the horses in horse racing, Alberta, the 7,000 men and women employed in the horse racing industry. That is Mark Spector. When we come back, we will get to our ongoing coverage all season long of your North Division report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. You're listening to Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. And we will tell you there's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than what to ask when outstanding customer service is a key to business as well. Brent Ridge Ford, 10-time President's Diamond Award winner for customer satisfaction. Why do they win it? Because they treat you fairly when you buy a vehicle and offer fair prices on warranties, insurance coverage, and financing fees. So let Johnny, Uncle Milt, Rich, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford lend a hand by calling 1-877-477-3673 or visit BrentRidge.com. As we go to our North Division report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence.
Okay, Edmonton, Toronto now tied atop the North Division, 40 points each, although the Leafs have three games in hand on Edmonton. They've lost four of five, but they get Wayne Simmonds back, and they'll debut Alex Galchenyuk tonight against Calgary. The Flames vying for the final playoff spot in the division. They've slipped a point behind Vancouver now that the Canucks have won three in a row. They are 2 points back of Montreal with four more games played are the Canucks. Top five goal scorers are all on Canadian teams as well. Matthews, McDavid, Toffoli, Draisaitl, and Kyle Connor.
Brought to you by Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. Finding your dream home, listing your old home, it all starts at soldtodayedmonton.ca. Find it, love it, move in.
It is 1:28 in Edmonton. We'll head off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. And when we come back, two more guests on the show, Edmonton Oil Kings General Manager Kurt Hill, and from Inside Sports. Well, no, it's, he's been on Inside Sports before, but, one of the two Oilers play-by-play voices this year, Cam Moon, will join us as well. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.